My shock and embarrassment at finding mother in tears on Wednesday was a perfect index of how little I understood the pressures on her. Sitting beside her on the couch, I began very slowly to understand. "I guess we all have to fail sometime," mother said quietly. I could sense her pain and the tension of holding back the strong emotions that were interrupted by my arrival. Suddenly, something inside me turned. I reached out and put my arms around her. She broke then. She put her face against my shoulder and sobbed. I held her close and didn't try to talk. I knew I was doing what I should, what I could, and that it was enough. In that moment, feeling mother's back racked with emotion, I understood for the first time her vulnerability. She was still my mother, but she was something more, a person like me, capable of fear and hurt and failure. I could feel her pain as she must have felt mine on 1,000 occasions when I had sought comfort in her arms.